You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Salt. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Most people know what depression is, and they have heard that if someone is sad most of the time and they have trouble eating or sleeping, don't enjoy anything, can't concentrate, and have no energy, they are likely suffering from a clinical depression. But what they may not know is that not all clinical depression appears this way. Today, I'm answering a question from a listener that is wondering if what she's experiencing is depression, because it doesn't fit this pattern. There are actually multiple forms of clinical depression. They can vary in terms of severity, length of time they last, whether they occur along with other types of symptoms, and actually what symptoms they present with in the first place. Why does this matter? Because different forms of depression respond to different forms of treatment. So it is important to know what you're suffering with, so that an appropriate psychotherapy and or medication, if need be, can be selected and administered for you. Atypical depression is a subtype of major depression or dysthymic disorder that involves several specific symptoms, including increased appetite or weight gain, sleepiness or excessive sleep, marked fatigue or weakness, moods that are strongly reactive to environmental circumstances, and feeling extremely sensitive to rejection. Atypical depression can be what is called a specifier for either major depression or dysthymic disorder. People with atypical depression have often experienced depression first at an early age, like during their teenage years. A person with classic major depression has at least 5 of the following 9 symptoms: sadness or depressed mood most of the day or almost every day, loss of enjoyment in things that were once pleasurable, called anhedonia, major change in weight, a gain or loss of more than 5% of weight within a month, or appetite, insomnia or excessive sleep almost every day, a state of physical restlessness or being run down that is noticeable by others, fatigue or loss of energy almost every day, feelings of hopelessness or worthlessness or excessive guilt almost every day, problems with concentration or making decisions almost every day, and reoccurring thoughts of death or suicide, a suicide plan or suicide attempt. You can see how atypical depression could fit within this criteria for major depression. Dysthymic disorder, which is known as persistent depressive disorder or chronic major depression, is a condition involving the presence of a depressed mood more days than not for at least a 2-year period in adults. So this is different from major depression in the length of time that it lasts. It can be only 1 year for children and adolescents. Plus, at least 2 of the already mentioned symptoms that I gave that list, but fewer than the 5 symptoms which define a major depressive episode. Despite its name, atypical depression is actually very common. It is contrasted with what is called melancholic depression, another subtype of depression, which involves what most people hear about, the symptoms of insomnia rather than oversleeping, the symptom of loss of appetite rather than increased appetite, a relative lack of mood reactiveness to environmental circumstances, meaning whatever might come along to try to cheer you up does not, and a markedly diminished ability to feel pleasure in anything, even things that used to bring you pleasure. But one of the main characteristics of atypical depression that distinguishes it from melancholic depression is mood reactivity. In other words, the person with atypical depression will see their mood improve if something positive happens. In melancholic depression, positive changes will seldom bring on a change in mood. In addition, diagnostic criteria call for at least 2 of the following symptoms to accompany this mood reactivity in atypical depression: sleeping too much, which is called hypersomnia, increased appetite or weight gain, having a more intense reaction or increased sensitivity to rejection or criticism, resulting in problems with social and work relationships, having a feeling of being weighed down, paralyzed, or feeling leaden in your arms and legs. These are the features that really distinguish atypical depression from melancholic depression. Depression is believed to be the result of impaired functioning of brain circuits that regulate mood and that allow one region of the brain to communicate with another. Nerve cells contained within these circuits transmit signals through brain chemicals called neurotransmitters, and in this case, dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. While the exact specific cause of depression is actually still unknown, there are risk factors for depression, which include a family history of depression, it does run in families, a significant loss from death, divorce, or separation that can trigger an underlying vulnerability to depression, interpersonal conflicts and related emotions like guilt, any type of abuse, physical, sexual, or emotional, any type of major life event such as moving, changing or losing a job, graduating, retiring, or social isolation in people who have a biological vulnerability to depression. Any type of serious illness, such as cancer, heart disease, stroke, or HIV, and any drug or alcohol abuse. These are all risk factors. Like other types of depression, atypical depression is a serious illness that can cause major problems. It can result in emotional, behavioral, and health problems that affect every area of your life. For example, atypical depression can be associated with weight gain due to increased appetite, personal and work relationship problems due to being very sensitive to rejection, drug or alcohol use due to trouble coping, and other mental health disorders such as anxiety, as well as suicide from feelings of depression. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I just broke up with my boyfriend, and though we both felt it was the better way to go, I am now really struggling. I have wondered if I should talk to a therapist because I keep thinking about the breakup and feeling so distraught about it. I feel so hurt and cast aside, even though I initiated the breakup, which I guess doesn't make a lot of sense, but I feel that way anyway. I also am finding it difficult to get out of bed. I'm exhausted constantly and napping, even though I've slept like 12 hours at night. I am eating a lot as well, constantly craving more sweets or more carbs. I have eaten so much pasta, and I'm gaining weight I don't want, which only makes me feel worse. I feel so unmotivated to do anything. My sister says this can't be depression because she's had depression and she lost her appetite. She couldn't sleep and she felt agitated all the time. She also noticed that sometimes I'm not miserable, which she definitely takes as a sign I'm not depressed. But what could be going on? Is this just how it feels to break up? Is this something a therapist could help me with? Breaking off an important relationship, even if you are the one who initiated it, is a significant life loss. It's not unusual to need time to grieve that loss. And sometimes, grief becomes so intense and more complicated, such that what ultimately emerges are feelings of depression. Typical melancholic depression would, as your sister says, cause difficulty sleeping, with early morning awakening, a loss of appetite, sometimes with weight loss, and sadness that is unchanged by doing something that used to be enjoyable. So I can understand why you think that as bad as this feels, it isn't depression. But actually, there are different ways that depression can present, and feeling very sad a lot of the time, but with the ability to have hours of the day where your mood is brightened by something does not rule out clinical depression. The fact that on top of this, you find yourself very exhausted and sleeping much more than is typical for you, that you are craving carbohydrates and sugar and eating more such that you are gaining weight, are actually signs of clinical depression. It's just that this is what is referred to as atypical depression or depression with atypical features. This type of depression can be set off by a traumatic event in one's life, like a breakup, especially in a person who has had a depression in the past and one who is sensitive to rejection. This type of depression needs treatment just as much as any other subtype. It is important that you get an evaluation, preferably from someone versed in treating depression, a psychiatrist or psychologist who treats clinical depression. Treatment can be a psychotherapy, either psychodynamic psychotherapy or cognitive behavioral psychotherapy, and if needed in terms of severity, medication. Medication choice depends on your particular symptom cluster. And actually, atypical depression tends to respond to antidepressants that are different from typical melancholic depression. The sooner you go, the sooner you'll start feeling better. Other things that can help you help yourself is 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 3 to 4 times per week, which may be hard to get yourself to do as you're feeling, but really can help you boost your mood, so try. Talking with others about how you feel and getting support, like your sister or a friend. Journaling how you are feeling. Avoiding alcohol or drug use as a means to feel better, because actually it will make you feel worse. Getting out to do things that do bring you pleasure, especially something social. Psychotherapy is often especially helpful to people who tend to develop atypical depression, because even when they are not having depression, they may struggle with feeling very sensitive to rejection, such that it makes them feel badly and it disrupts other relationships. And psychotherapy can help you understand this better and make strides in not overinterpreting signs of rejection and not emotionally feeling as vulnerable. A form of therapy called dialectical behavior therapy can be especially useful for this, helping to manage intense emotional states. If this is an issue for you prior to this breakup, this may be a great therapy choice for you to try now. I hope that was helpful. As much as 40% of depressions are atypical, with women affected 4 times as often as men. Treatment can be different for atypical depression. Due to the differences in clinical presentation between atypical depression and melancholic depression, studies were conducted in the 1980s and 1990s to assess the therapeutic responsiveness of those meds that were available at that time in these 2 different subsets of patients. At the time, antidepressants that existed were SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, NRIs, and something called mirtazapine. And they were considered the best medications to treat atypical depression due to efficacy and having fewer side effects than previous antidepressants. But actually, medications like bupropion, which is a norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor, turned out to perhaps be uniquely suited to treat the atypical depression symptoms of lethargy and increased appetite in adults. And modafinil is sometimes used to treat as an off-label treatment option. Before the year 2000, a group of meds called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, or MAOIs, were shown to be of superior efficacy compared to other antidepressants for the treatment of atypical depression, and were used as first-line treatments for this clinical presentation. This class of medication has fallen in popularity with the invention of selective agents like SSRIs because of dangerous interactions with tyramine-rich foods, which come in aged cheese, certain types of wine, tap beer, and fava beans, causing a hypertensive crisis. And some MAOIs can be a great risk when taken together with SSRIs, as they can cause a serotonin reuptake crisis. Despite these concerns, they are still used in treatment-resistant cases when other options have been exhausted and usually show greater rates of remission compared to previous psychopharmacology. They are also generally better tolerated by many patients. there are newer, selective, and reversible MAOIs, such as moclobramide, which carry a much lower risk of tyramine potentiation and have fewer interactions with other drugs. So today's people with atypical depression are often tried with that. However, tricyclic antidepressants, which used to be used a lot before the year 2000, are turning out to be not as efficacious as MAOIs and have fallen out of favor. They have also a lot of side effects. But important to keep in mind is that psychotherapies like CBT can have equal efficacy to MAOIs for a subset of patients with atypical depression. So some patients do well without medication, but with psychotherapy alone. And this is why it's important to discuss your specific symptoms and everything available to you with your doctor. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.